the Mouthing Off with Mike Wrestling Podcast, the only wrestling podcast that's not gonna charge you surcharge pricing to watch their videos or listen to their audio. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking AEW Revolution coming at you Sunday, March 3rd, out in Greensboro Coliseum in North Carolina. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. You see the hoodie if you're watching this on the YouTube at MOWM underscore wrestling podcast. If you're listening to the audio, I got my Icon Sting hoodie. And of course, I got a bid. One of the legends in the game, Sting. Farewell, ladies and gentlemen. Sunday night in North Carolina will mark Sting's final match. And he will team up with Darby Allin to defend the AEW World Tag Team Championship against Nicholas and Matthew, your AEW EVPs, the Young Bucks. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Icon Sting has almost a four-decade storied career, and it is so great that we get to celebrate it all these months in the build to Revolution. Thank you, Sting. Thank you for the entertainment. Thank you for all of the variations of Sting that we saw, Surfer Sting and the Crow Sting that we've come to know and love. But my favorite always, when I really got into Sting and became a fan of Sting, was the Joker Sting from Impact Wrestling. So Sting, thank you so much. Enjoy your retirement. I hope this match is an absolute banger. You know, look, the Young Bucks attacked Sting and Darby after they won the AEW Tag Team Championships. And I just so happened to be in the building when Sting won his first AEW title during this run. So I was there live and in living color, and it was an incredible moment. That is until the EVPs came out with baseball bats and absolutely decimated the Icon Sting and Darby. So Sting and Darby are celebrating their tag team title win, and here come the EVPs with baseball bats and white suits, and they absolutely lay waste to Darby and Sting after they win the tag titles. And then the Young Bucks go on to wear those white suits for Rampage that Friday and the following week's Dynamite. So these white suits are stained, you know, copper-colored with the blood of Sting and Darby. For the winners of this match, I gotta give the win to the Icon Sting and Darby to retain those AEW Tag Team Championships. Unfortunately, I don't think the EVP Young Bucks can dull the shine of the Icon Sting and Darby Allin. Next match that we'll take a look at here on the AEW Revolution match card here is going to see the Patriarch, Christian Cage, defend his TNT championship against Daniel Garcia. And let me tell you something about this match here, ladies and gentlemen. Christian took out Edge once again. So I have a sinking feeling that the Rated R superstar is going to make his triumphant return back to AEW. And in fact, screw Christian over. So this might be the hottest take of everything. I'm taking Daniel Garcia to win the TNT championship. Crazy. I know. But something tells me the Rated R superstar is not letting Christian leave Revolution with that TNT championship. We got Orange Cassidy defending the international championship against Roddy Strong. What a strong mustache that man has, I have to say. Mustache game on point. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to give it to you. I think we're going to see some title changes, and I think Orange Cassidy finally will drop the international championship to Roddy Strong. Roddy Strong, new international champion, coming up Sunday at Revolution. We got Konosuke Takeshita, the alpha of the Don Callis family, taking on Will Ospreay of the Don Callis family. Now listen, I tweeted this the other day. I said it. Look, please, I beg of you, get Will Ospreay away from the Don Callis family. He does not need a faction. He does not need a mouthpiece. He does not need a heater. He doesn't need any of that. Get him the fuck away from the Callis family. This match, Will Ospreay's technical AEW debut, now under a contract with AEW. So technically his first match under the umbrella. We obviously know Will has had past matches in AEW. So it's not really that big of a deal. Now, what is a big deal? He's going against Takeshi. I think this is going to be a damn good match. I have a feeling it's going to steal the show for Revolution. I'm going to give the win to Will Ospreay, bruv. We got Eddie Kingston, the Continental Crown champion, defending that Continental Crown against Bryan Danielson. Now, look, these two absolutely despise one another. There is no love found. There is no love lost. They hate each other's guts. Bryan Danielson's over here disrespecting one of Eddie Kingston's idols and mentors, Jun Akiyama, just 2 weeks ago on Collision, showing absolute zero respect to the guy. Then you got just absolute words happening. You know, you have the beef with Eddie and John Moxley and Claudio, the entire BCC, Eddie Kingston versus the BCC. Eddie Kingston's going to get the respect of Bryan Danielson here at Revolution. Eddie Kingston will retain his championship. So you heard me say two title changes, one title staying where it needs to be. We've got, as of the moment, only one women's match announced for the entire Revolution card. And look, if you're supposedly having the boss, Mercedes Moné, debuting here in about 2 weeks, I would have expected a little bit more emphasis on the women's division, especially when this is your last pay-per-view before, you know, the boss makes her debut. And you know she's not gonna take, you know, one woman's match on a pay-per-view. Absolutely not. You've got eight other matches. Come on now. Look, Toni Storm taking on Deonna Purrazzo, my Italian queen. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know, man. This is a coin flip. I can go either way. I could tell you Toni Storm's gonna retain the title. I could tell you Deonna Purrazzo is gonna win the title. I could go either way here. Oh man, it's tough. I'm gonna say Toni Storm retains the title. Toni Storm's gonna retain the title against Deonna Purrazzo, but I think it's gonna be a great match and another match that probably could steal the show from this very, very male-dominated wrestling card. We got the FTR boys taking on Mox and Claudio Castagnoli of the BCC, which should be a really fun match. These two teams have absolutely been beating the living shit out of one another, and it makes for really great television, wrestling TV. So I have no qualm about it. I'm happy about it. I'm going to give the win here to the FTR boys, ladies and gentlemen. Originally, we were going to have Meat Madness. Bunch of big, meaty men bumping meat with big chest and big biceps. And fortunately, Meat Madness for Revolution has been canceled. Womp, womp, womp. Sad meat noises. I was looking forward to the meat, man. I love that kind of shit. I absolutely love where you just got big dudes just bop, 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 bop. Unfortunately, not happening this go-around. Hopefully, we get Meat Madness in the future. Hey, man, if it happens, it happens. But we do have an all-star match here, an eight-man all-star scramble match. We got Jericho, Powerhouse Hobbs, Hook, Lance Archer, Wardlow, and the Machine, Brian Cage. I'm all for this all-star scramble. We also have two mystery entries. There will be matches on Collision Saturday. I'm recording this prior to Saturday, so I got a lot going on this week. I'm going to SmackDown. I don't have time to sit down Friday, record, edit, and have it ready to go for you guys for Saturday. That's why I'm hoping that I can get this out for Friday. So if you are listening to this or watching this Friday, shout out to me. I did it. No help. No thanks to the goddamn fucking software I use to record this fucking podcast that I absolutely am starting to fucking despise. Yeah, it's one of those nights. Sorry, guys. Look, we got this all-star eight-man scramble, two entries mystery. I got to give it to Wardlow. Here's a guy who really needs his momentum back in AEW, so I'm going to give it to Wardlow before I even know who the other two participants are. Foolish on my end or genius? I don't know. We got the AEW World Championship. Now, I'm pretty sure the tag title match will main event since it is Sting's last match. But we got a triple threat. Hangman Adam Page taking on the champ Samoa Joe, taking on Swerve Strickland, whose house? Swerve's house. I think it's going to be a banger. Probably will steal the show, more than likely. There's a lot of matches on this card that I think could do that. Deonna, Tony, Danielson, Eddie, Ospreay, Takeshita.
I don't even know how many times I've done this. I'm losing my grip on reality, ladies and gentlemen. You actually might get me to snap here for the first time on film. So look, like I was saying with the world title match, this match could steal the show. There's a lot of matches that could steal the show. Tony, Deonna, the FTR, Moxley, Claudio match. And because, you know, everything got cut off with this recording, I'm taking FTR to win that match. As for the world title match, it's going to be a great match. I'm going to give the win to Samoa Joe because it just doesn't seem right that one of the guys in this match, Swerve or Hangman, is going to win. I think they're going to be too focused on fighting one another. And I think that Hangman and Swerve are going to be focused on one another primarily. And I think they're going to take their eyes off the prize. Hell, there's a lot of theories floating around that Hangman may even, you know, be in a position where he could get out of it, or Swerve's going to, you know, help save the match for himself. And then Hangman just, you know, taps or goes to sleep or something. Very interesting theory. I wouldn't mind seeing it. I think it'd be a really good move. But I don't think so. I think Joe wins because Swerve and Hangman are just going to be too busy beating up on each other. You know, that's it for Revolution at the moment. You know, we've got 9 matches. I'm sure Tony Khan will add a couple more from here until, you know, Saturday night, you know, after Collision, during Collision. Like I said, we're going to have those 2 additional entries in the All-Star 8-Man Scramble. You know, that's everything, man. At the end of the day, this has been a tough scene. I don't even know if this will see the light of day just because of the issues I've been having with recording this. And I don't like putting content out there that is not up to my standards. And I hold myself to a very high standard when it comes to this stuff. Like, look, I'm not the most technologically advanced. I'm not the greatest editor. I'm not the greatest sound technician, you know, but I want to make sure that I'm putting out a video feed and an audio feed that sounds quality and looks good. And if I can't do that with this, then I won't air this. And unfortunately I will miss a pay-per-view. I'm hoping that's not the case. And this will get up there and get where it needs to be. But that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for AEW Revolution for my predictions. I'll rattle them off here just so you guys know them. I'm taking Sting and Darby to retain the tag team championships. I'm taking Joe to retain his world championship. I'm taking Timeless Tony to retain her women's championship. Roddy Strong to become the new international champion. Eddie Kingston to retain his continental crown. Ospreay over Takeshita. Daniel Garcia over Christian. That's my hot take if you want to figure out why somewhere in this video. Taking the FTR boys, and I'm taking Wardlow in the All-Star Scramble. So there you have it, folks. That's AEW Revolution. Holy shit, what a clusterfuck this is going to be when it comes to the editing side and overall, hopefully piecing everything together. There is no final mouth off. The final mouth off for you is go out there and enjoy wrestling. And also, thank you, Sting. I can't wait to see you ride off into the sunset and enjoy retirement. Thanks for all the years of entertaining us. You're still wrestling in 2024. Godspeed, ladies and gentlemen. I'm out of here, signing off from your host here, mouthing off with Mike. Go out there and enjoy pro wrestling. Enjoy AEW Revolution. And hopefully I'll be able to do a recap as long as my stupid fucking podcast software works. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm not going to say their name because I'm not going to get sued or something. Hopefully we can get Michael Davis on the show from Drop the Mic because he will be live in attendance at Revolution for some behind the scenes or exclusive look at Revolution. But there you have it, folks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment what match you're most excited about, and make sure you follow me on social media as I am doing a big giveaway when I do hit 1,000 followers. So that's at @MOWM_wrestlingpodcast. I'm out of here before my software decides to cut out on me again. Now they're off with Mike.